Let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. For he is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, get after it. It's summertime and the living is hot. Man, it's hot out there, you know, in western Colorado. Plenty of heat during the day, but at night it cools off beautifully. The heat index is a whole lot less when there's a whole lot less humidity in the air, so we're blessed in that respect. So anyway, before I get started, let's get all the particulars out of the way. I've got a message here for us today. You know, it's going to take a while to get it out, and I'll give everybody the same opportunity to get a copying of some healing scriptures if you email us. But after the message is over, just request the healing scriptures, something to repeat every day, especially for those of you who need healing right now. Listen, the light shines in the darkness. It's still shining right now. The darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. And God's truth is marching on. And part of that outpouring is an outpouring of healing and strength returning to your body and healing. And I want to give something to you personally that you had that I've used myself. And that's what the message is about today. So stay tuned in for that. The particulars and how do you contact us here at the ministry? You can go to our website, tbhm.org. touchedbyhim.org, either one of those titles typed into your browser search window will take you to our website, Touched by Him Ministries. On the home page, at the bottom of the page, you can get all our contact information, our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can click on the phone tab. You can call us. If you get voicemail, leave your message. If you're calling for prayer about healing or whatever you're calling a prayer about, leave your prayer request with us. And even if we haven't talked with you yet on the phone in person, we'll start praying for you immediately and come into agreement with you on it concerning your prayer request. And the fervent, effectual prayer of righteous men avail much. You know, we know how to join two people in prayer where two or more agree, asking anything of the Father in the name of Jesus. He will do it for us. And also, you have personal authority with the own words that you speak consistently, faith-filled and believing and being unrelenting in that speech that you have concerning God and his promises towards you. You're going to receive whatever it is that you're believing God for. Mailing address, phone, also email us. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. So email us, send in your prayer requests. God's on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. Put it first place. You know, he sent his word and he healed us. You know, that's a promise out of the Psalms 107. I believe it's Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word to heal us. And Jesus is the word of God. So, yeah, he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their destruction. So God's not a man that he can lie. He honors his word for anybody who will stand on his word. He's for you, so get with him. And you can find out all this information that I'm sharing with you right now on the website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. Also on the page of our website there, you'll see a page listing called the media page. You can go there. We only rent 30 minutes of airtime. There's no way these messages are ending in 30 minutes with the opening and the closing every week, but you can always go to the website on the media page there, and right now we've got 7 different messages hanging out there for you to listen to. You can stream them for all you truckers going down the highway, listening over the radio right now. If you go to our website, you can hear these same broadcasts, but they're not cut off by the 30 minutes of airtime that we've rented over radio airspace. You can hear the whole message there on the website, on the media page, and stream it into your vehicle going down the road. Same is true for any traveler that's out there on the interstate, and you can listen to it anytime. If you're on your way to an appointment, you're one-tenth of the way through the message, you can stop right there, go in and do your work, come back out, pick it up on your way onto your next appointment or on your way back home or wherever else that you're heading. If you're just heading down the road and going to another location and traveling a long ways, you can stream it through the internet now and listen to these messages in full. A lot of God's word in these messages. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. With faith, all things are possible. With faith in God, he's able to accomplish his every declaration. He means what he says. He says what he means. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is omnipresent. He is immutable. He is the Lord God. He changes not. And he is eternal. He always was, is right now, and always shall be. The same one true and living God who loves you dearly and has paid a price for you and wants you to live in the victory that he purchased for you at the cross. So anyway, on our website, go to the media page and listen to this radio broadcast again from there and hear it in its entirety, not being cut off because of a lack of time to get it over the internet in the allotted time that we've purchased for air. So anyway, you know, what a time in which we're living, what a time in which we are alive. And everything with God is the same. He's for you. And more so than ever, as he pours out his spirit on all flesh everywhere, he's pouring out his glory everywhere on planet earth. And the whole earth shall be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All of his promises are yes and amen in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing. And here's one of his promises that I want to talk about today. I started talking about it last week, but I'm going to do a more complete job this time and carry on with it until I get this message done. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Our Lord and Savior took a beating for you on the way to the cross. Every stripe was purposeful, and in that stripe that he took is your healing. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. And so what if I told you that your healing isn't far away? It's already in your mouth. That scripture is loaded with healing. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to restore and renew your every cell in your body starting right now. You don't need to wait for a special moment or a powerful preacher, a new report from the doctor. God's healing power has been released through his word, and you're going to begin by declaring scripture that carry the full force of heaven behind them. These are not ordinary people. These are life-giving, body-restoring, disease-destroying weapons straight from the mouth of God, from your own mouth in faith. And if you're tired of living barely by, you know, barely hanging on, desperate for your victory in Christ Jesus, you know, available to you, God's word is medicine. You know, it's supernatural medicine. If you're tired of just barely hanging on, stay with me here. Open your heart and your spirit, because the word of God will become medicine to you, and your miracle confession, your natural body with supernatural word of God spoken to it as a believer will bear your desired results. God's word is full assurance, and the very power that created the universe is released whenever you declare it out loud through words from your own mouth. God's never intended for his word to be just silently kept in mind alone. You know, don't keep it quiet in your mouth. The word was meant to be spoken, declared, and released through believers. You know, we have the written word, But that and the written word is the logos, but then we have the spoken word, which is rhema, and it becomes living, and it's life and health to all your flesh. The word was meant to be spoken, declared, released through you, believer. The Bible says in Romans, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So in that, righteousness, salvation is and requires principal agreement. You got to get in line. You got to believe it. You got to receive it. God has already said your body is healed. I read you that scripture out of Isaiah 53 verse 5. And with his stripes you are healed. So faith doesn't wait for physical evidence. Faith creates. Jesus never said feel healed when you'll be healed. He said speak to the mountain. That mountain could be cancer, could be heart arthritis, could be high blood pressure or any other disease, and it won't move until you hear the point of faith. He hears the point of faith speaking directly to it with authority. Man, oh man, oh man, with authority. The authority you have. I just skipped over to the part where I was speaking there. The author of the word of God spoken in faith is not empty. The authority of the word of God not spoken in or the authority of the word of God spoken in faith is not empty. It's not a lie. It's sharper than any two-edged sword and full of healing power when you declare, by his stripes I am healed. You're not making a wish. You are enforcing a legal spiritual truth that was sealed by the blood of Jesus. The power of confession is that it aligns your current condition with God's picture of its perfect condition and gets you moving toward that result until your body aligns up with the word in saying it. Even when your symptoms get worse, even when the doctor gives you a bad report, even when your emotions are screaming fear, that's when you press harder and keep declaring the word. You might feel weak, but your spirit is strong. Every time you speak the healing word, you're planting spiritual seed into the soil of your heart, and that seed never returns void. It goes forth and accomplishes what God said for it to do. The moment you start confessing healing scripture in faith, something begins to happen in the unseen realm. Things that start a shift. Angels are activated. Demonic oppression starts to break. Your body begins to respond to the word. You may not feel it instantly, but healing has already begun. Faith-filled healing confession aligns your mouth with heaven's truth rather than the earth's facts. The fact might be that you're sick, but the truth is you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. The fact may be that you're in pain, but the truth is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is quickening your mortal body right now. Facts change. Truth never does. The word is truth, and when you speak truth consistently, the facts have to bow their knee. That's why the enemy works so hard to keep your mouth shut. He knows that a silent believer is a powerless believer. But when you open your mouth and declare healing with unwavering faith, you are throwing spiritual punches that the enemy cannot withstand. The words of Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So, life and death are in the power of the tongue, or death and life, as it says in Proverbs 8:21, are in the power of the tongue. And when you say, "I am healed," your cells begin to respond. Your immune system wakes up. Your organs begin to function as God designed them to function. The healing power of God is released through your confession, not because your words are magic. It's because your words are now matched with his word, and his word never fails. His confession builds a shield around you and establishes a healing atmosphere in your body. It creates a spiritual climate that sickness cannot thrive in when you fill your mouth with healing scriptures and refuse to speak defeat or fear. You're giving God something to work with here. He performs his word. You know, he scours the earth seeking to perform his word. That's right out of the book of Isaiah or Jeremiah. He scours the earth seeking to perform his word. And it's not your emotions, it's not your opinions, but his word. And that is why it's not enough to simply believe in healing silently. You must declare it in the morning, declare it at night, declare it when you feel good, and when you're speaking until the power of the word overrides the weakness of your body. And faith is voice activated. The word spoken in faith is a spiritual weapon that destroys sickness from the root. Do not wait for someone else to say it for you. You don't wait for a perfect moment. The power is ready, already there in your mouth. Speak now. Speak boldly. Speak faith. Now, that's how healing is released. And I'll tell you, I've done that personally in the early 1990s. I found myself in a hospital in Danbury, Connecticut. And I was already in there for 3 days, and before I got into the hospital, I was believing for my healing the whole way. But I had an acute problem going on, didn't know what it was, and I was speaking to it, and I ended up in a hospital. And while I was there, I was still declaring my healing, you know, and I was doing the things. I was asking people to pray for me. I called for the elders of the church to come and pray for me. It's what the scriptures say to do. But good thing I didn't wait for them to show up, because I was totally in the hospital for 8 complete days before I walked out of there. But in the process, the elders of the church didn't show up until the afternoon of the 7th day, the evening of the 7th day, and I already knew I was going home the next day. So you can't wait for necessarily for people to show up to pray for you. That healing is in your mouths, and that's exactly what I did. Proverbs 4:22 says, "For the words of God are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." And the word of God is not just spiritual encouragement. It's medicine, divine, supernatural, healing medicine. The verse is not symbolic, all right? Organs, bones, blood, muscles, skin, nerves. When you take time to meditate on the word and receive it, it goes to work like a divine prescription that never fails. Natural medicine can only treat symptoms and comes with side effects, but the Word of God heals the root of the disease and restores the body with no negative effect. It reaches where no doctor's hand or treatment can reach. The Bible is full of verses that carry the power of healing when those verses are taken seriously, believed with the heart and confessed with the mouth. Healing begins to flow like a river. Think about how people treat natural medicine. If a doctor prescribes a pill 3 times a day, people set alarms and schedules. You know, they're not going to miss a dose. You know, the people are always asking, "Did you take your pill? Did you take your pill?" You know, morning, noon, night. They don't miss a dose. They trust what the physician says, even if the medicine doesn't taste good or bring side effects. But when the word says, "Tend to my words, for they are life and health to all your flesh," many believers ignore it, or they treat it lightly. And if this word was spoken by the great physician, the one who created the body, he knows exactly how to restore it. And he didn't say his word lacks health. He says it is health. That means if you keep his word in your eyes and in your ears and in your mouth and in your heart, your body will begin to receive healing from the inside. The words become a healing force. It is a healing force. It carries divine energy, spiritual vitamins, eternal strength that no sickness can withstand. But like medicine, it must be taken in. And it's not enough to own the Bible or quote a verse now and then. Healing doesn't come by casual contact. It comes by saturation. You've got to soak yourself in the Word of God until it becomes more real than the symptoms in your body. The Word must dominate your thinking, saturate your heart, and overflow from your lips. When the more you give attention to God's Word concerning concerning healing, the more your faith will rise. And faith is the connector that pulls healing out of the spiritual, unseen realm into the natural realm. It's not automatic. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I can tell you right now, people's faith is being increased right now who have sickness, who have disease, who has something after them physically. And this, your faith is on the increase right now because you're hearing this message, and expect your healing to come forth with, but you got to stay after it, and you got to stay with it until it comes. Sometimes faith is miraculous. It comes instantly. Other times it's through faith and patience we inherit the promises. I've had particular things that have happened to me over the years and decades where even sometimes it's taken a full 2 years for my healing to fully be reestablished. Faith comes by hearing, people, and hearing by the word of God. And the more healing scripture you hear, the more healing scripture you read, the more healing scripture you speak, the stronger your faith becomes. And when faith is full, healing manifests. And many people pray for healing while their heart is full of fear and their mind is full of doubt. They're looking at medical reports. They're looking at internet symptoms. They're looking at worst case scenarios. But the Bible says to give attention to his word, not the world's work, not the words of the internet, not the words of the doctor's report. You must focus your mind and heart on what God says about your healing. That focus helps create an environment where faith goes to work with the word. It works, period. The word is spirit and life, and when you take it seriously and feed on it daily, it becomes life to you, and life to your heart, life to your liver, life to your brain, life to your blood. Every cell starts to come into alignment with the truth of God's word. People don't see results because they try it once or twice and then quit. They check to see if the pain is gone, and if it's not, they stop speaking. But you don't stop taking medicine because you still feel sick on the second day. You keep on going because the medicine needs time to work. And that's same with the word. It's not magic. It's a living seed. It's rhema. It's life. It takes on a life of its own. And every seed has a process: planting, watering, growth, and harvest. The word with negative speech stays where it's at. The word with negative speech is powerful too. Keep the word in your mouth. Keep saying, God's word is healing to all my flesh. I receive it now. Whether you feel it or not, the word is working. It's attacking disease at the root. It's renewing cells, is repairing tissue. It's regenerating organs. That's why the enemy fights so hard to distract you from the word, because he knows once that word takes and grows, his group of sickness will be destroyed. The word is healing. Speak it, meditate on it, believe it. It is the medicine that works every time. Isaiah 53:5, again, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is not just a poetic scripture or a spiritual metaphor. This is divine truth that carries the foundation of your healing, of my healing, of our healing. The suffering Jesus endured was not limited to taking away our sin. He bore the full weight of sickness, disease, pain, and torment laid across his back. Every bruise, every blow was the price paid for our physical healing. I know many of you are just in pain, some type of arthritic pain, some type of back pain, some type of joint pain. Recently, last November, all of a sudden I woke up one morning and my right knee was blown up and in pain. I ended up going to the doctor, did their treatments 3 different times. I had to take swelling and out of my knee, the fluid that was building up in it from this infection. They gave me some shots of steroids, took the pain away, but yet the pain still remained. The inflammation was there, and it finally wound down and got under control. But it wasn't from all those treatments. They believe it was, But I'm telling you, it was, and I stayed with it, you know. And I, even though the healing, I was able to get the doctors helped me to get the swelling and the inflammation under control, I still had issues with the knee, and I just kept at it with the word. I keep at it with the word. Every wound he took was just for a specific purpose. And then ultimately, and even though my knee is not quite 100% yet, I can now kneel on it, crawl around on it. You know, I can flex it. I can lift with some weight on it. And there's no more pain, no more inflammation. So every wound he took was for a specific purpose. People, he took our place. I keep confessing the word over my knee. And it's better today than it's been. It's not fully 100% yet, but it soon will be. He took our place in judgment so we could take his place in righteousness. And health and healing isn't something you're trying to earn. It's something that's already been purchased. This truth flips the mindset of many believers who are trying to get God to heal them. They cry out, they plead, they wait for something to happen in the future. But the word does not say, by his stripes you will be healed or might be healed. It says you are healed. And that means healing is already in your account. It was deposited the moment Jesus was whipped at the whipping post. The suffering he endured was not just emotional or spiritual. It was physical, and he took it so you wouldn't have to. You don't have to wait for your healing to be granted. It has already been granted through the finished work of Christ. Your part is to believe it. Your part is to receive it, and your part is to speak it. The price was fully paid once for all. The enemy knows this truth, and that's why he works overtime to keep believers ignorant of it. He tries to convince people that healing is uncertain, selective, or dependent on their performance. But healing is part of the atonement, just like forgiveness of sin. No one questions if God will forgive them when they repent, because they know Jesus already paid for it. Your healing should be seen the same way. Jesus paid for it, and that means it belongs to you. And when you understand this, you stop trying to get healed and start enforcing your healing. You take authority over sickness the same way you take authority over sin, by declaring the truth of God's word and refusing to bow to the lie. Every time you say, by his stripes I am healed, you're not hoping for something to happen. You were declaring what is already legally yours in the spirit. And when faith is applied, that healing manifests in the physical realm. Your words become the bridge that pulls the finished work of Jesus into your current situation of health and healing. You're not fighting for healing. You are standing in the victory. Jesus already healed, and that knowledge changes the way you pray, the way you talk, the way you think. You no longer approach God like a beggar. You stand as a child of God who knows their rights in Christ, understanding that Jesus already purchased your healing. Also, silence comes from the voice of condemnation. So, the enemy will try to tell you that you're not good enough, that you haven't done enough, that healing is only for the special or the spiritual or the super spiritual. None of us could ever deserve healing with that voice. Jesus' healing, like salvation, is by grace through faith. You don't earn it, you receive it. You receive it by faith in the finished work of the cross, and faith speaks. Faith declares what God has said, even when the body says otherwise. Even when the doctor's report is negative, even when pain is screaming, you open your mouth and say, by his stripes I am healed. You say it until your body hears it, until your mind believes it, until your spirit rises up in authority. You know, recently I had a, when I say recently, how long ago was this now? It's been more than a year. Anyway, I had dislocated my shoulder, and I had to get surgery on it. It was a 90 plus percent tear, and of the rotator cuff, and I had some of my bicep muscle dislocated from from the shoulder, and it was a mess. And I had this doctor who was happened to be a believer, praise God to that. And it's the only doctor I ever allowed to lay hands and pray for me on me before I went into surgery. Anyway, so I had the surgery and I came back out, and he indicated that I wouldn't be back to. I'd never get my shoulder back to full movement, full repair. But I never received that report. I just wouldn't receive it. And I've been working on it, and just recently I had problems raising up my arm and reaching up for things and lifting things up from the floor and taking them up above my head, that kind of stuff. But I just kept declaring the word, by his stripes I am healed. And then the other, oh, it was probably a two, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, I realized I was reaching way up with this happened to my left shoulder. I was reaching up with my left arm way above my head, and I was trying to turn this valve. And as I turned that valve, I realized suddenly that I was doing that pain-free. There was no stiffness, no restriction in the movement, and I was able to turn that valve. So, the next thing I know, I'm starting to work on. He said I would never throw a softball or a baseball again. And you know what? I've been working on that, and it's getting better and better. My arm strength's coming back. So if I ever need to throw a baseball or a softball or get the opportunity to play that game again, I'll be able to do it. So, God's word works, and you can apply it. It's not a mystery. It's not a lottery. It is a settled matter, just as much as salvation is for everyone who believes. And just as sure as salvation is for your spirit, so is healing. And when Jesus said it is finished, he meant that the full payment has been made, not just for your soul, but for your body, not just for eternity, but for right now, immediately. The cross provided salvation, peace, deliverance, and healing, and it all becomes yours the moment you choose to believe it and speak it. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, Bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.